This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Switzerland, Switzerland looks set to be the next country to legalise same-sex marriage. Surprisingly, Switzerland has been a complete laggard in this area, but they took a major step on the path to equality this week when Parliament voted overwhelmingly in favour to pass the same-sex marriage laws. The Council of States, that's the upper house of the Swiss legislature, voted by 22 votes to 15 to approve the legislation. There were 7 abstentions, and that got me thinking, gee, that's actually, if they didn't abstain, that's a that's a line ball vote, which is a little bit concerning. But yes, of all the places, Europe is very, very progressive, but Switzerland has been a holdout for many, many years. In fact, this legislation in its very first form came to the Parliament 7 years ago, introduced by the Greens Party in 2013, and they've then sort of talked about it and debated it and had several versions of text before it actually got to the vote just this week.
Although, to be fair to the Swiss, I believe all the legislation takes a very long time because of the system that they have over there. Because I think the population have to vote on whether a law comes in. So I think everything takes a long time. But 7 years is a very long time.
And they do know that the majority of Swiss people are in favour of same-sex marriage. So there is the support there. It's just that the Parliament has not followed. Where have I heard that before, Paul?
I don't know. You're thinking more locally, by any chance?
Perhaps. Where have you been keeping an eye on somewhere in Europe as well?
Yeah, so well, it's interesting you talk about how progressive Europe is, because it's not actually that progressive in certain places of Europe, and particularly the old Eastern Bloc Europe, and I'm talking Poland and Hungary. Well, this story, I think we mentioned earlier, about the Hungarian member of the European Parliament. So he's a member of the European Parliament, not of the Hungarian Parliament, who was a member of a party that has basically tried to quash anything to do with gay rights. You know, he personally was written the constitution that prohibits gay marriage. And he surprisingly resigned recently, which seems to be linked to him being arrested for going to a gay sex party.
Yeah, that'd probably do it. He's in the far-right Conservative Party that's been bringing in all these anti-LGBT laws.
The Fidesz Party, I believe is probably Freedom, I imagine, in Hungarian. So this is Josef Savia. So he's a member of, as you say, the far-right party, and it's quite interesting how it's been covered, this story, because in the Western media, they've sort of been making fun of it, you know, comparing it to a Benny Hill skit, because he was arrested trying to get down a drainpipe, escaping from the party when it was raided. But the only reason it was raided, it was held in Belgium, the reason it was raided was because it was against the COVID regulations, had nothing to do with the fact that it was a sex party. That was fine. Didn't matter. It was the fact that there was 25...
Didn't matter who was there.
No, it was just the fact that there were 25 people, 25 men, I assume, in one space. So there was too many people in a combined space. So they were breaking the COVID rules.
Probably limited mask use, I would suspect.
I believe they were all naked because they had trouble providing their identification cards because they didn't have them on them at the time.
Now, he's not the only politician being caught in a dubious situation. A Lithuanian politician, Petras Grazilius, who is, again, notoriously homophobic, was on a Zoom call with a whole lot of people and a half-naked man appeared behind him, and he very quickly went to turn off his screen, but the meeting was being recorded. And he spoke out and said, oh, that was my son. But then he came back and corrected it and said it was some journalist that had been, you know, almost stalking him. So it's very, very odd. But again, we see these very homophobic politicians who perhaps aren't quite practicing what they preach.
Yeah, it's strange that sometimes the people that shout the loudest are the ones that actually are hiding the most.
And one final story from Singapore tonight. We've covered Singapore many times, a place where it's still illegal to be LGBTI or gay men in particular. Well, three gay Singaporean men have launched a weekly podcast to share their struggles and discuss topics for the LGBT community, everything from pop culture to military service. Now, this comes after multiple court rulings that have upheld the colonial era Section 377 laws. And this is a way that they have found to, we think, legally give voice to the struggles of the LGBTI community.
Did you pick that story just especially for me, by any chance?
No, not this time. But good on them. Good on them for giving it a voice. And that's a wrap.
Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.